Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The hard part right now is the guys that we have are inexperienced, and they're guys that will grow and develop. You know, I think what Taylor's now started 7 or 8 games, something like that. And it's really just about him growing and developing in our situation. So we'll continue to work with him. You know, thought he's done some good things. You know, he didn't have a good outing last week. He knows it. He's working on it to get better this week, and, you know, we'll continue to see how it goes.
That was head coach Ron Rivera. We're Grant and Danny, and you are listening to The Fan. It's 3 o'clock, which means, hello, Richmond, Virginia.
Hey, guys.
AM 910, FM 105.1. They listen for 3 hours every day on those stations. The rest of you, you get us for 4.5. 106.7 in and around the nation's capital. And take us with you. You can listen coast to coast, hit pause, hit rewind on the Odyssey app. Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Ben Standing, who covers the Washington football team for The Athletic, wrote a really good story. He and the folks at The Athletic, you know, doing some legwork, trying to figure out what's next at quarterback here. And it's timely because yesterday everyone got all hot and bothered by the Tua rumors, which aren't a thing. But it does get you to thinking about the future at the QB position and what kind of shape Washington's in moving forward there. Ben, thanks for the time. How you doing, buddy?
I am fine. I appreciate you having me. Somebody asked me earlier, they asked if I hoped I was doing great. I said, I cover this team, so I don't know if I can ever reach great, but I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, I've channeled that down to fine.
Yeah, what does great look like? Honestly, what could you imagine covering this group? What would it actually look like if you were legitimately doing great?
I can't even comprehend weekly interviews with, you know what, I don't think it's actually conceivable, although I'm standing looking at the cars in this parking lot. Maybe if I left here with one of these cars, maybe I'd be in the great territory.
So you know who else is doing great? Landon Collins. Landon Collins is looking at, is like me. He's like an ugly guy with bad side fat and, like, you know, gray in my beard and in between stage of a haircut, telling everybody he looks like Chris Hemsworth. He declared himself a safety that doesn't play safety. I don't understand what's going on here, Ben. This is like a weird word game that he's playing.
Yeah, it was a really interesting interview we just had with him literally just a few minutes ago, and I was just transcribing it before I came on here. And at various points, he sounded accepting of the fact that Ron Rivera said, hey, look, we need you to play effectively linebacker because, you know, between the John Bostic injury, you're more effective in the box. And he's like, hey, you know, I'm a team player. I'm good in the box. I get it. Then the next sentence or the next response will be, no, just to be clear, I don't really want to do it. I'm not a fan of playing that position. I'm a safety. You know, you can, you know, that's how we're going to define me. And it's really interesting to hear him sort of go between the two things. And, you know, look, everybody's wanted to label him a linebacker, and everybody gets stuck on the label. The reality is just look at how they're using him. And clearly they've been using him more and more as a guy closer to the line in the box scenario. In part because that is what's better, and also because, you know, unfortunately, he's been a bit of a liability on the back end. And I think they're trying to figure out how to use him and how to get other guys on the field and maximize the situation. And he might be having a slight bit of identity crisis in the process.
A couple of the quotes that stand out to me here from him meeting with the media a few minutes ago. Somebody asked him if this is a temporary fix based on injuries or a permanent switch. He said, that's what I'm trying to figure out also, which I thought was hilarious. He said, I asked these questions. I don't have a solidified answer, but as we practice, I'm not taking any reps in the back end. So from that standpoint, I just kind of figure that's what they're trying to do right now. Translation, I don't know if this is permanent, but I'm a linebacker. And then someone said, well, do you still view yourself as a safety? And he says, I am a safety, yes. So he's a safety, but he's just not playing safety on a team where they don't really have great safety depth and or great safeties. So figure all that out. Ben Standing of The Athletic is with us on G&D. All right, the reason we had John was to talk about quarterback. So explain to people what you were writing, who you were talking to and reaching out to, and like what the whole point of this was.
Yeah, so before the season started, I had talked to a bunch of people around the league sort of with the idea of, okay, you know, what does Washington ultimately have to do here at quarterback? And I kind of looked at it. It was also around the time that Aaron Rodgers and the whole Green Bay thing are kind of blowing up. So I kept thinking, all right, so sort of around this time, you know, if the defense is playing well, things along those lines, you know, could Washington be a team that you look at and say, hey, this is an ascending team. If Aaron Rodgers really wants that, could this happen? Then obviously the season has gone on and the defense is ranked last in the league in points allowed. And the organization has gone back to, you know, dumpster fire status, according to many people who are looking at the situation. And then you're like, okay, well, it seems like logically we could probably write off Aaron Rodgers, but it doesn't change the point of what do you do? How are they ever going to solve this conundrum, you know, going up against, and the Green Bay thing is such a perfect juxtaposition, because the stat here is like since 1993, when Mark Rippon was benched in like week two, they've gone through, I think, 31 quarterbacks. Green Bay in that exact same year is when Brett Favre took over, and effectively they've had two. And obviously, you know, you got to get lucky to have Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers go back to back, but these guys have been the exact opposite. And at some point you have to solve the problem. So basically the point was to talk to people around the league, current coaches and GMs, past guys as well, and others, to be like, you know, what on earth can these guys do to get off this merry-go-round? And also just like, what is life like when you have that quarterback and when you don't, both as a coach in terms of game planning, but also literally life. Do you sleep better? Does the air smell fresher? Whatever it is. And it was interesting to see you sort of hear all these responses in addition to the more important things like, hey, can these guys get, could even somebody like a Rodgers even consider them, or any veteran, considering what's going on here with this defense, what's going on here with all these other issues, and it was a deep dive into kind of all these matters.
Ben Standing of The Athletic with us here, all Grant and Danny. So my view all along has been you just have to keep trying. You got to throw darts at the board and maybe hit a bullseye. I mean, it's you and I are both basketball guys. I'll never forget the time that the Wizards, of course, got the number one overall pick. It's the Kwame Brown year. It's not the year that, you know, the real superstar is there. It's the worst draft maybe in the history of the league, and there you go, right? So if they get the number one pick this year, two or three or four, this isn't a great year for quarterbacks in the draft. So apparently one of the excuses we've heard is, well, they didn't like anybody in this past draft. They didn't like anybody in the draft before. I'm not sure you're going to like anybody. You got to do something. You can't just keep treading water, but they seem content to. Where does the rubber meet the road there?
So it's such an interesting dilemma, right? Because, I mean, right, we could sit here and debate whether, you know, are there going to be guys out there that would be good or not or whatever. And none of us can really say definitively. Obviously, even players who get drafted 1, 2, and 3 can bust. So it's not like those things are locked, even if you think a guy is supposed to be great. But the intrigue to me, the more I've thought about this, is, so, look, obviously there's still ways to go here. They could turn the season around. But if it continues to trend where we're headed and they have another losing season under Rivera, that would be two in a row. And if you get in a position to take a rookie in with a top 10 pick, let's just say, I get your point. Absolutely. At some point, you have to try to do something. But to go down that route either means, A, you're playing the rookie, and typically that means another losing year is coming because there's a learning curve there, or you still have to go out and get your Fitzpatrick-type guy and kind of muddle through and see what you get. Either way, that sounds like another sort of, you know, not moving forward kind of a year per se, or at least a struggle. So that means you may be looking at three losing seasons in a row. And I'm not trying to get way down the line and project Ron Rivera would be in trouble. It's just to say that going down that path causes potentially some issues. But it's to go the other way and say, well, then fine, don't do that. Go get a veteran. Well, how do you do that? Last year was a rare year that there was a few vets available, and even then it was basically Matthew Stafford and then, you know, some other guys who've had some success, but, you know, their prior teams didn't care. And this year the free agent class is basically Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Rodgers, like I just said, it just seems incredibly unlikely he would choose this place based on everything we know to be. And then I don't know, what are you hoping for? Some Derek Carr type guy breaks out, but other teams want quarterbacks too. So this is the conundrum. It's, at some point, you do have to sort of figure out the plan, except that the options are not there. And one of the problems is this place is just not, doesn't seem to be that attractive for anybody to want to come here. Russell Wilson put a lot of put four teams on the list. He didn't last year. He didn't put this team on the list. He put the Bears on the list. He didn't put this team on the list, right? How do you get people to be interested in you as a franchise? That's what Rivera is trying to work on when he talks about culture and things like that. And that's also part of the story about how Ron Rivera looks at some of this. But it is a tricky component, and the rookie doesn't necessarily solve all the problems, though it does give you the feeling that you're at least trying to do that.
Rivera and Ben Standing of The Athletic is with us here on Grant and Danny. Even though the bloom is off the rose locally, and there's some venom from the fans, and there's now tough questions being asked in the media, and some bristling from him back and forth with reporters, he is beloved nationally, and I do wonder if that still helps them in some way in this regard. When you talk about having to be a selling point to, you know, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers are long shots, but like, if Russell Wilson just decides at the end of this year he wants out of Seattle, you're right, we know which teams he wanted to go to. I keep pointing to Vegas and Denver as options for Rodgers if somehow he ended up with the Raiders and then Derek Carr is available. Like, I do think Rivera nationally is still a net positive in trying to bring a guy like that in because people love this guy.
Yeah, so when, as I said, I started to like think about this before the season started. I do my annual NFL agent survey, and most of the questions are about broad topics, but I did ask some specific ones about this team. And one question was, could Ron Rivera's popularity help them lure that quarterback? Now, again, it went along with an improving defense and this team not being in headlines for negative reasons, and none of that has come into play. But that is, on some level, perhaps their biggest asset right now is the Ron Rivera component. That, with that said, like you mentioned, he's really popular among the media set. He does a lot of interviews, and you know, he's accessible, and people do like that. And some people, some, you know, agents I spoke with, including agents, you know, have some big clients, said that, hey, they like Ron. He thinks they're doing a good thing. Is that going to be enough to sway anybody? Certainly not on the Rodgers front. Like, that wouldn't be a deciding factor. But as far as the other spots go, maybe. But that's the point. Like, I talked to Ron right before the season started about this, the idea of, you're not just a coach, you're also a salesman. You're the guy who every day is the face of this organization. You're doing interviews, you're talking to reporters, you're the face of this place. How much do you consider that you're talking not just to the reporters, not just the fans, but you're basically trying to sell yourself and this organization to agents from free agents who maybe had looked at this place with side eye after everything that's gone on? And he said, yeah, absolutely, I have to consider that. I need to let people know we're doing things differently. And he is trying that, but it is hard to overcome everything else, you know, not just what's happened recently with these emails and things like that, but everything else that's gone on here for the last 20 years. This is a place where people say, hey, you know, I'm not that excited to send my guys there. Certainly not at a caliber of a quarterback who has, you know, I wrote basically, when it comes to the star quarterbacks, they're the bachelor giving out the rose. It's not the other way around. Whereas other positions, you're kind of like, hey, you want me? We're talking money. Good. Let's get this done. And that is a hard spot to be in because nobody really is that excited. When you have options, nobody seems to be that excited, it appears, to want to come here.
All right, Ben, on here we are, 10-21-21. So I'm going to put you on the spot here with a little bit of math, okay? This could obviously change. A million things are going to happen between now and then. But they acquire their next quarterback. There are three buckets. The draft. Then there is a trade where they use either, you know, draft picks, other assets, whatever, or the stupid bucket of terrible that they love to go into and that they've gone into way, way, way too often over the last few decades here in Washington. You got $100. Where are you distributing the money into three buckets?
You know, the draft part, I think, comes down to where do they finish this year, right? I mean, if this 2-4 turns into, you know, 5-12 or something, I would probably put most of my money in that bucket. That's the easiest, most attainable direct path to get somebody. You know, yes, like you said, you could always do to some degree, what they did this year with getting Fitzpatrick, there's always the Marcus Mariota type guys out there who will absolutely sign on regardless of, you know, whether the place is burning down or not. And I think there's got to be some level of urgency to avoid that. So I would lean more towards, I don't know, to use your thing, I'd say, you know, if assuming they have a top 10 pick, like 65 draft, 25, they figure out a bold trade, and then 10 the end. I mean, they already have Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen and Fitzpatrick here, right? I mean, that isn't massively different, per se, than the Mariotas and Trubisky's. There may be some upside difference, but, like, you know, it's not the – it's sort of the same type of thing. At some point, you need to, like you said before, you got to get off the train, go for a bolder move, and coming off 2 years in a row, potentially, if a losing record, if that's how it plays out, I don't think you can go – well, I shouldn't say you can't, but it would seem to me you'd want to go in one of those other places. And I do think people sometimes forget, they tried to get Stafford. Like, I hear people all the time say, why didn't they try to do anything? They did. I think they really thought they had a shot at Stafford, and the circumstances just kind of worked where Stafford wanted to go play for McVay, which, by the way, is part of the story as well, that Ron Rivera being a defensive guy, it's not that that is definitely a negative, but it isn't necessarily the positive where you could say, hey, I want, as a quarterback, I want to play for a Sean McVay. I want to play for an Andy Reid. It's a direct connection to the guy running the show, and that guy, I see the vision versus, you know, there may be an offensive coordinator you like, but that's not necessarily the same as the head coach. So I would put more in the draft, but, you know, that's kind of assuming that this season doesn't improve around dramatically from a record perspective.
It's also why there aren't that many head coaches anymore who are defensive-minded, kind of old-school guys. You think of Zimmer and Vic Fangio and Rivera in that ilk, whereas most teams are going with your, you know, younger guys. Like Joe Brady's about to get a job. Brian Daboll's about to get a job. Maybe Bieniemy, but your play caller, offensive coordinator, turn head coach, like Arthur Smith or LaFleur or McVay or Kyle. You know, those are the guys, I think, for that reason, that seem to be sought after more. Ben, why don't we end it here? I guess I'll just make an observation, and I want to see how you feel about it. I guess I'm really starting to think about their options next year. Realistically, it'd be great if they could make a trade for someone that shakes free that we're not expecting right now. And my best case scenario is like a Derek Carr type deal if Rodgers ends up there. But it's more likely that they're in the, you know, throw Tua's name in there or the Mitch Trubisky type bucket of like trying to say, well, here we could do this thing that they didn't do in Chicago. Or, you know, you could throw whatever other names like that in that you want, Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke. I mean, it's not that fun for me. And we're talking about year three of Rivera next year. I mean, do they have a plan better than what you and I are speculating on right now? Is when you didn't do what they had to do this offseason, like, I know they tried Stafford. Then they just decided not to draft anybody. I have to imagine they've got some type of plan that we don't know about. Do they? I guess that's the question.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know exactly their plan. And like I said, I talked to a bunch of people around the league, and one pro personnel director said to me that he sees teams get in trouble all the time because they say, well, we're going to get somebody in the draft. And then you get to the draft, and you're like, oh, crap, I don't really like anybody picking here. But we, you know, we're kind of pot committed based on everything else we did. So you overdraft somebody and you run into problems. So you solve that by figuring out something earlier in the offseason, like this team did with Fitzpatrick. But to your point, until we know that a Derek Carr or a Matt Ryan or somebody is available and interested in being here, the options are fairly limited. And it does feel like, again, we're way out from all this happening. But right now it does kind of feel like, oh, crap. Where are they going to go? And yeah, I agree. I'm not saying this past offseason was a missed opportunity. They tried for Stafford. They chose not to go up in the draft. I do think an absolute, you know, sliding doors scenario is the whole idea of what if they had lost that last game to Philly? Because, you know, I know there was some notion that, you know, I think Mick Grant, you might have had something to do with this. Some talk the other day about Rivera, what he said to the junkies. Some notion of like, well, what if we have, you know, would we have been better off kind of if we had lost or whatever? But ignore that comment. After they beat Philly, the first question to him was about what do you feel about this? How does this make you feel? And the third line of the first answer was, well, now we have a first place schedule and things are going to be, you know, challenging on that end. And I absolutely wonder, from an overall building perspective, would they have been better off losing or not winning the division and being in position to take possibly Fields or Mac Jones without trading up? I have no idea if they would have done that, but it is with that didn't happen. And now you have a year with the draft where guys like Spencer Rattler have fallen off a cliff and there doesn't seem to be some obvious guys today. We'll see. Zach Wilson probably wasn't the number two pick in the draft at this point last year, so we'll see what happens. But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they have thoughts, but it doesn't feel to me like any of these thoughts are definitively going to make you feel better about it, as you were describing, that it doesn't just end up with some sort of a Bridgewater or a rookie that you're just like, I don't know what to think of this guy.
You sleep on Ben Stanek's casual Gwyneth Paltrow sliding doors reference with regards to the Washington football team in various scenarios. I knew exactly what you meant, and my friend GP had no clue. Thank you, Ben.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
See you, brother.
Be well. There's Ben Stanek. Read the story in The Athletic. It's really, really good. Grant and Danny on The Fan. Here's the question. We can open up the Gambit DC listener lines for you guys to react next. I mean, yesterday the Tua rumor comes out, and we all kind of chase our tail for a few minutes, only to find out, as reached out to some people over in Ashburn, and they told me, this is not real, this is not a thing, settle down. So that's fine. But do you think they have a plan at quarterback? They opted not to address it after they missed out on Stafford last year. They went with Fitz for a year, which to this point has blown up in their face. And they've got Heinicke, who we were excited about initially, and who's crashing back down to earth in front of our eyes. So do you think there is a plan that they've got a feel for something that could present itself this offseason or not? And what should the plan be? Maybe that's the better question. I'm not talking about the rest of the season, Heinicke, Allen, when Fitz gets healthy.
Long term.
Big picture. The only thing that matters is that they get a quarterback. What do you see in your crystal ball? And what would you want to see done realistically? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm a team player. They came to me to talk to me about, you know, hurting in a certain position. When our linebackers went down, so I said, yeah, I can help out in that position if you need me to. Just come talk to me. Have an open mindset to it, and go from there. But I like playing down there. I'm good at it. Of course, I'm good at it. I play there. If I need to be played there, I'm cool. Other than that, do I like playing linebacker? No, I don't like hitting big linemen, getting big linemen off me. Undersized for being a linebacker. So, yeah, I don't want to play down there, but if need to, yeah, I do so.
Landon Collins talking about his position move. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. More on Collins, linebacker, not a safety, later in the show. Right now we're talking about the QB position moving forward and whether or not they got a plan. It seemed like when they opted not to address the QB position this offseason, it was part of something larger, perhaps. Now, a lot of their plans that looked like they were put together pretty well coming into the season have imploded, frankly. Yeah. They were going to be great defensively. They're not. They were going to count on their defensive line to wreak havoc and win them games. It hasn't really happened.
Curtis Samuel will be a difference maker.
Ryan Fitzpatrick would have a big year, and yeah. Curtis Samuel would be a part of their explosive passing offense and would be their guy in jet action. None of those two things has happened for more than a few plays. So a lot of the things that they counted on, like, I don't know, William Jackson playing at an elite level, or we could go round and around on these.
Indeed.
Have not taken place, okay? Get it. But I just mean bigger picture. As we've talked about ad nauseum on this show, all that really matters is quarterback. If Rivera is able to solve that going into next year, the path to being good and competitive is pretty minuscule. If they can't solve that, and they're still doing this dance with the infighting within the organizational fan base of, well, Heinicke versus Allen versus Fitz versus Tua versus Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of dudes who are all the same. It's crabs in a bucket.
The unacceptable tier.
It's just a bunch of crabs trying to get out of the bucket, pulling each other back down of a bunch of guys who are not quarterbacks who can win you football games consistently and get you where you need to go. And that's kind of my question is, do we think they have a plan? Like, it's one thing for us to sit here and just go, well, maybe this guy will become available, or maybe that guy does. Do you think they know something we don't, or they have some idea that we haven't thought of yet? Or are they going to be reacting and hoping just like the rest of us? That's kind of what I'm wondering.
Hope is not a strategy. I think they hope. I don't think they have a plan. I don't think they have a strategy. I think they're just hoping that someone's available. Then they'll react accordingly. There doesn't seem to be the desperation that fans have. And not every fan, by the way. Some people want the patience, and that's fine. You can want what you want. I want a long-term answer. That could have come in the form of Matt Stafford, because quarterbacks play longer than they ever have before. Usually, you get a guy north of 30, you're going to get the downside of the twilight of his career. It'll look like what Matt Ryan looks like now, or Ben Roethlisberger looks like now, or some of these other dudes. But the game has changed. You can't hit them. And, you know, these guys take great care of themselves. So you got a chance to play well into your upper 30s. So Stafford would have been a solve there for years. You happily pay that premium. I think they're just hoping. I don't think they have a plan. If they had a plan, at some point they would have been aggressive to try to execute that plan, a.k.a. trading up in the draft, a.k.a. a mid-round pick that was a developmental project, something. They're just kind of going with what we got and trying to win a different way. That way doesn't work. That way you've got to be right at 21 positions instead of just the one, where you can have some forgiveness, where a quarterback masks a lot of your problems. They don't have anybody that's anywhere close to that. So now it's blown up in their face when things, and this happens, by the way, the best laid plans. You never would have convinced me that that defensive line would underachieve. You never would have convinced me that the secondary would be as bad as it was.
I thought they were in line for a defensive regression like a lot of people who weren't haters, who were just being realistic, that looked at last year thought. None of us, well, I'll speak for myself. I had no idea.
I never heard one person say
like this.
Nobody said it. Not one person.
It's one thing to step back and be 10, 12, 13. This is 31 and 32 in everything.
Yep.
Nobody thought this was possible. So the list of names I've jotted down that you just start to hear, you think, like, these guys will obviously be available. Okay? That's what I would say is the list I'm putting together. These are quarterbacks who absolutely you could see being the starter here next year as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky, back up in Buffalo. Tua Tagovailoa in Miami, they're probably going to trade for Deshaun Watson, so it would make him available. Drew Lock in Denver, who's been supplanted by Teddy Bridgewater. By the way, I would put Bridgewater on the list. I think if I'm the Broncos, for the record, I would fire Vic Fangio and I would bring in whatever head coach Aaron Rodgers wants to be his offensive-minded head coach. Let's just say it's Daboll or Joe Brady or Bieniemy. And that guy's the head coach, and then I'm courting Rodgers and bringing him into Denver. I think that's the most likely landing spot for him. So I'll say both of those Denver guys are looking for homes. Tyrod Taylor in Houston. Like, we're talking about that again.
Yeah, that tier again. Yeah.
In the third year of Rivera, that's malpractice. You can say any one of these offseason in a vacuum, you can look at it and say, hey, well, you had Haskins, so you couldn't have, you know, drafted Justin Herbert or Tua or whatever. The next offseason. And I did. You know, you tried for Stafford, you swung really hard for the fences, and you struck out. And then you decided you weren't going to draft any of those rookie quarterbacks. If this offseason, this is no different. If you've got one of these guys, then just doing the Fitzpatrick thing this past offseason.
Yep.
Are you ever not going to do this? Do you have a plan to do something else better than this?
You're
going to
be just good enough where you don't want to mortgage the future. This was my point this offseason, and it'll be my point every offseason. Without one of these guys, there's no future. You're not mortgaging anything when you don't have one.
Yeah, and I guess for me, where I'd push back some is there's no one offseason where that strategy is abhorrent. But over a collection then of years, which it would be three offseasons in a row for Rivera, that's when I stop and say, hold on, guy. How many years do you get at this? Like, how long are you going to go before you find this quarterback? And that's why I think it is vital and pertinent that it happens this offseason. You know, maybe they'll bring in Matt Ryan because you can have a press conference and point to him being a former MVP, and you could. I'm not that interested in old Matt Ryan. Like, maybe he's the answer. I talk about Derek Carr a lot. That's a guy I would go get. He's got some limitations. He doesn't move around well. He's got some Kirk Cousins to him where in the pocket throwing the football, he'll make throws, but he's not going to make plays with his feet. He's going to take sacks when he's turtling when people are around him. Like, those types of things that are going to be frustrating. Like, he's better than these dudes. Trubisky, Tua, Locke, Bridgewater, Taylor. I mean, is this really how this plan's going to end? That would mean they had no better plan. Aaron's in Georgetown on Grant and Danny. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call again. I'm the idiot. Like, I'm the WFT guy that's like, every year, I'm like, we're going to be so good. And then I'm so fed up. They have no plan. They don't have a plan. Because to be honest with you, the best plan is like, and I don't mean this derogatorily, I'm serious. Bring out the GIMP, because we have these terrible players. Same coach, and the only guy that can win is Alex Smith. I'm serious.
He's available.
Well, he's extremely available. There's an 860 Connecticut number probably ESPN where you can find Alex Smith. They're getting better quarterback play than they got last year with Alex Smith, so I think we're fine on that. But that's a fair question, right? Like, what is the plan? Do they have a plan? Or are they just kind of reading and reacting as things happen? I just want to think that it's one thing for me to be sitting here going, man, they don't have a quarterback. It doesn't look that easy to get a quarterback. Like, I'm not saying, of course it's not easy to get a top 10 or top 5 guy. But I'm just talking about an actual starter.
Acquire one with promise. Yeah, I really believe they don't have a plan. The gross mismanagement and mishandling of several things tells me that this is by powers of deduction. I haven't strapped anybody to a chair and given them truth serum at this point. But when I see little things like they don't know when Curtis Samuel's ever going to play and they can't manage that right. When they don't, he says he wants to have a quarterback competition, then doesn't. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the dude, or this the kicker thing. I don't have confidence that they're operating months in advance. They're operating like a head coach does, which is week to week. That's why a head coach shouldn't be the general manager.
Curtis Marshall, you're on Grant and Danny on the Fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, thank you. Yes. Now, I honestly think they got a plan somewhere down there that, the whole Fitzpatrick thing blew up in their face this year, and they were looking at next year, and maybe they got their eye on somebody. I mean, there's some quarterbacks around that are pretty good, like Burmeister down in Tech, or Kenny Pickett up in Pitt, or someplace like that, they're hoping to drop in their laps, maybe like Tom Brady did to Belichick. That's the kind of what I want to pass along. I think they're not dumb enough that Gronk could have a plan, yeah.
Appreciate you. I hope they do. I mean, maybe that's the thought is if they're in the top 10, then you draft a quarterback there. The problem is unless you're taking a top 3, top 4 guy, you're basically being dictated to. I don't love sitting at a draft spot where you just have to take the guy everybody chooses for you. Sometimes it can work out if you happen to really like that guy. See the Patriots and Mac Jones after all the other quarterbacks went. But by and large, if you're getting the 4th best quarterback in a class or the 3rd best quarterback in a class, that's not great, and in this class, we got a lot of college football to play, but it does not seem like this is, and these kids this year are struggling, but this is the 2020 crop where you had some guys that a lot of evaluators really, really liked. So maybe it is that they think, okay, let's evaluate Pickett. Let's look at the film on fill-in-the-blank quarterback. Maybe that's a second-round pick that we really like that who could compete and start here. I guess that's possible.
Uh-huh.
I've thought all along Ron's plan was to bring in a veteran. That has been what I have thought since the earliest portion of last offseason. And sure enough, they did make a big push and they wanted to go get Stafford. And I think they thought they had a real chance. And
they did,
credit.
I think, yeah.
They almost got him. It didn't work out. But now you got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what's next. And so far, it's almost like they put all their eggs in that basket. And they haven't had a plan B that we've seen expose itself yet, and that's what we're wondering. There's a line open for you on Grant and Danny, 800-636-1067, Gambit DC listener lines, talking about QB long-term. And we've talked a lot about the QB position this year, and we'll get back into that as we look back into the Packers and Taylor Heinicke and when and if we see Allen or Fitz on the field. But what are they going to do beyond this season? I don't like having these conversations in October, but They're 2-4. They might be 2-5 this week.
I'm looking at draft boards.
This is now a thing. You're listening to G&D on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Message to him that I gave to him was just, you know, of we want you to be yourself. You know, we just want you to be yourself and be yourself on the field and not worry about, you know, doing everything perfectly, kind of like as I said earlier. And I think he just, you know, took that to heart. I mean, obviously he came in and talked about it, but just made him feel like, hey, I don't have to be something I'm not, because it is like, you know, you come in, you play a game, you play two games, that's one thing, but the stress of, you know, being the guy week in and week out, that can weigh on you. And, you know, just, I'm just trying to let him know that, you know, he doesn't have to try to do more than just be the player that he is, you know, and then that's going to be good enough for us.
That's offensive coordinator Scott Turner talking about Taylor Heinicke. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. It's approaching late October, which means it's a juicy time in DC sports. It means your Beltway Blitz is going to be jam-packed. Got the Wizards winners last night back in action, 1-0. Crazy that last 3 years they have started 0-1. And I think it's like three times in 16 years that they've been 1-0, something like that. It's nuts. So we'll cover them in the Blitz. And the Caps looking for a point or more for a fourth straight game to begin their season. They're on the road for the first time in Jersey. That's coming up in our Blitz. Right now we're talking about the football team and if they have a plan at quarterback moving forward. Do you think they have an idea of what's going to present itself this offseason? What should the plan be? Let's go to Ron in Haymarket. Hey, Ron.
Hey, this is Rob. Hey, Danny Grant. I love the show.
Appreciate you, dude.
Great job.
Thank you.
Hey, man, so this is my solution. I believe that the Green Bay Packers are going to try to sign Aaron Rodgers to a long-term contract. And so it would be a win-win if we could trade for somebody like a Jordan Love. They would get draft capital back. They would get him out of Aaron Rodgers' shadow. We would have a 22-year-old quarterback who's 6'4", who is athletic. I think we need to swing for something like that. What do you guys think?
I would be really intrigued. If he stays in Green Bay, they would probably trade him. And at that point, that's a guy I'd be enticed by because I have no idea if he's good or not. And because I don't know that he's bad already, you can fool me if he is bad.
Sure.
So, yeah, I color me interested.
The young quarterback used with draft capital, whether that's a draft selection or draft to trade, that's what I want. I want out forever. Until I am cold and dead in the ground and a couple people gather around and said a couple nice things about me. To never, ever once be in the crappy quarterback journeyman, he's just available because he's not any good, but maybe it'll be a bridge to something tier of quarterbacking. I'm out of the Case Keenum tier. Never again, please.
Chiefs in Fort Washington on Grant and Danny. What's going on?
How y'all doing today, man? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
Listen, my thing is this. At first, I was thinking that maybe they don't have a plan, but I'm going to be realistic. They probably do have a plan. I do agree with your previous caller on the Jordan Love situation. But not only am I thinking that the choice they may have as a backup, well, a regular everyday quarterback may be a problem, but I'm looking at the team as an overall. I mean, we have a defensive coach that can't change up the defensive game plan and halftime, and we have an offensive coordinator that can't seem to get an offense that suits Taylor Heineke. So, I mean, the whole situation, Washington's choices on just about everything seems to be mind-boggling to me, man.
Well, it does cut a little deeper, right? We're talking and focusing about quarterback because of the rumors yesterday. And the revelation, realization, whatever you want to call it, the inevitability that the Heineke experience is kind of rearing its head now is at least, let's just be as positive as possible, is making it to the point where you got to at least address the idea that they might have to start thinking about this.
I think that's a very kind way to put it.
That's the nicest way to put it.
He ain't the guy. They don't have the guy. They haven't had the guy in 30 years.
But let's say there's a lot of football left. He could keep playing whatever. The point is we're back to talking about quarterbacks right beyond this season now, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a time. I met a Cowboys fan right outside of the building today. He's from D.C., by the way. Had a curly W like hat on in the nation's capital. And I'm like, oh, you're a fan of the team, huh? He goes, no, I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, good.
And I was like, oh. I said, okay.
Now I'm in a conversation with you. That's great.
No, I was cool with it. The Cowboys look awesome. And yep. I told him as much. And I told him, hey, I watched Hard Knocks. I really love Dak. He seems like an amazing guy, and he's a great quarterback. I'm happy with the comeback, whatever. But we just started talking about how fun that offense is right now. This team is chasing a ghost, in my opinion. Like, building on defense. Defensive-minded head coach, offensive coordinator who hadn't called plays before, a few months before you hired him to be your offensive play caller. Investing your first-round pick every year on defense, like just the stuff that we talk about all the time, right now is rearing its head because it's annoying that we're here. Like,
yeah.
Look around. This is a plan that made a lot of sense, like when I was growing up, the football that I knew. Today, please draft more receivers. You have Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and Jason Witten and Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, CeeDee Lamb fell to us. Let's go.
Please draft CeeDee Lamb. Like, add weapons, score points, and worry about everything else later.
Defensive head coach, defensive allocation of resources, worst defense in the sport. Well, I'm sure that's going great.
That part of it is like unconscionable and just unforgivable.
Uh-huh.
But even just the original idea is the problem.
If your plan worked, it still doesn't work in the league.
Yeah, like let's say it was a lot like last year where mm-hmm. the defense was outstanding. They were 7-9. They were 7-9 last year when their defense was statistically the second best in football. The plan itself is not the right plan. And you add to that that the plan is completely backfired because the defense, you put a lot of eggs in this, 56 eggs in a basket, and then we dropped the basket, and they all cracked all over the ground. We can continue to discuss what the plan should be moving forward if you guys would like. But we are due for a Beltway Blitz coming up next. We will cover the Wizards getting their first win of the season last night, the Capitals back in action tonight, and, of course, the latest out in Ashburn, where Landon Collins today bristling at the idea that he's a linebacker.
He's a linebacker.
Admitted that he's playing linebacker, but he doesn't want to play linebacker because he's a safety. This is The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.